Welcome, folks. Hagmann Report, HagmannReport.com. For today, it is Friday, April 16th, 2021, day number 87 of America being held hostage by the Communist Chinese Party by Mr. Marbles in the Oval Office and Heels Up Harris, of course, the Blair House now, apparently, or no, maybe moving. I don't know. No intro, cold open, because we did have some issues for the first hour. The first hour is totally blitzed. This is the Hagmann Report you're about to hear right now with Austin Brower. I want to touch on two things real quick. Go to HagmannReport.com, bookmark HagmannReport.com. Two ends on Hagmann, HagmannReport.com. They're a local story, but it's of national import, and that is about anywhere between 146 to 160 unaccompanied minors being placed in a home up here. And when I say a home, it's Pennsylvania International Academy. That used to be a sports park that was looking for money. But anyway, the bottom line here is, in the dark of night, nine o'clock at night, about 100 and a half unaccompanied minors coming up here and being placed into this facility, six children to a room, more coming, but they're flown up essentially first class on an airline. It was almost like it was a charter plane. They 737 type plane brought up, put on three coaches, marvelous accommodations, taken right to this location. My question is, and here's my questions were, who's paying for it? How much is being paid? Who's making the money? Who's behind this? Of course, I was able to find certain things out. Benedictine nuns, the Benedictines here in town, and activist nun Pat Lupo. But here's the thing. Folks, we are on this. Owen Schroer at the southern border just absolutely filleting process down there and showing everything that's inside, making things known. And up here, well, I'm on the other side of this, and I guarantee you that you're going to see some investigative reports like no other, because we're going after the people who are making the money and the people who are behind this operation. All right. Stay tuned for that. I might have some independent videos this weekend and writings this weekend. Real quick as well, folks, you saw the exchange between Jim Jordan and Fauci, right? You saw that? Okay, well, there's a bigger issue there. And the shut your mouth stuff, I'm going to tell you, by Maxine Waters, there's even more to that. The bigger part of that is Fauci, his role in the gain-of-function experimentation at the Wuhan P4 lab. And Fauci being the father of this particular virus, coronavirus, COVID-19 or COVID-1984 more appropriately. But those are the questions that need to be asked. What was your role in this? Yes, when are we going to reopen? What was your role in this? And as well, the four different vaccines and the quote pause on this, and Jim Jordan, of course, asking when we're going to reopen. That's Austin Brower's got a lot to say on that. And one other story that I think is really extremely critical for people to take a look at is the fact that the United States and Chinese scientists, well, they've successfully created embryos that are part monkey, part human. Now, remember when Steve Quayle, remember when Alex Jones was, that's nothing but nonsense. That was 25 years ago. And as Alex Jones had said, you know, this is already operational. This is already operational. He appeared on a couple of different programs, including his own, saying that, you know, many outlets have dismissed concerns about chimeras being used for organ harvesting, which is what primarily they're used for. But it's interesting to note that we've been dismissed as conspiracy nonsense. This is conspiracy nonsense, when in fact a group of globalist scientists who want to play God have come out and says, okay, we've experimented with this. But they're long past the embryonic stage. Understand that. With me, of course, Austin Brower. If it's Friday, it's Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Please, please, please go to the website, healthmasters.com. Book that website and do me a favor. And I really want you to do this. This week, I'm going to just tell you a real quick story. This week, on, I think it was Tuesday morning, my wife woke up with a massive headache, sick to her stomach, and had some other symptoms of, you know, the coronavirus. And I thought, wow, okay, We might have a problem here. And here's what I did. I contacted a physician, and the physician said, look, I know what health supplements you have. You give her just substantial amounts of vitamin C, substantial amounts of zinc, substantial amounts of vitamin B, and a couple of other nutritional supplements, all from Health Masters. And now, he didn't say all from Health Masters, but that's what we had. So within 36 hours, she was almost back to normal. Now, is it the nutritional supplements? I believe, based on what the doctor said, this is what you need to do. I believe that, yeah, I think it is. So quality health supplement, nutritional supplements from healthmasters.com. I would not have any other in my house. Healthmasters.com, that's healthmasters.com. If Austin is kind enough, DR5 or Doug5 as the coupon code. That's Doug5 as the coupon code, if he's kind enough. And we're going to find out right now. Austin, how are you?
Hey, doing blessed as always, Doug. Great to be on the show. And yes, the Doug5 is active. And it's ironic you bring that up today. I've had two instances directly related to me, one of them being my wife, the other one being one of my really good friends who works for a company right down the road with me. Both of them, out of nowhere, in completely separate occasions, all of a sudden woke up and weren't feeling good. Headache, super sore throat, didn't feel good at all. And, you know, so Lana woke up and she goes, man, I don't feel good. I said, we haven't really been anywhere. She goes, well, I was out picking up some supplies and stuff the other day. We have my son's 5th birthday tomorrow. And I said, this is on Monday. And I said, okay, I said, listen, you got to start mega dosing on stuff. I said, we're running you 100,000 IUs of D3 right now. We're going to start mega dosing the vitamin C, about 6,000-7,000 milligrams, as much as you can handle, you know, break it up throughout the day with the zinc, and throw some iodine in there, and we're going to knock this out. And so she basically ran the same protocol. By Wednesday, dude, she was already back at it. My good friend, he had the exact same thing happen. Now, it's interesting about him, because I was trying to figure out where this came from, because I was around both of them as far as at separate times, not the same time, because I work with him sometimes. She's obviously my wife, so she's around the house all the time. I was exposed to both of them directly, and I got zero symptoms at all. Now, granted, I mega dose supplements every day just because of how busy I am and how stress-related activity is and all going all the time, how many people I'm around. I constantly mega dose. Well, it's interesting. I asked him, I said, where'd you pick this up from? I said, because Lana hasn't been around you and you haven't been around her, but you guys both got the same symptoms like a day apart. And I told her, you know, Lana was going around shopping around Auburn. And he said, well, dude, he said, the thing that I found, everybody I was around was super healthy. He said, but this one lady came in and she wasn't wearing a mask, which we don't care. He said, but she was ranting and raving about how she had just got her second shot of Pfizer a few days before and how she was protected and nobody could tell her anything, and basically just bragging and boastfully bragging about how she had been injected now and she was immune to everything. And just, I'm just ranting about it. And so he said he was very close proximity to her, and that's the only person he was in real close proximity to. And I told him, I said, well, you got to remember, man. I said, this is just theory on my end. But from what the retired VP of Pfizer blatantly said, and he said this repeatedly, this shot is making everybody a pathogen production site. This is gene therapy. This is what it is. They're very candid about what this shot is. It's an RNA gene therapy shot, and it causes you to start producing a virus in order to build an alleged immune response to it. Well, in turn with that, that makes sense why we're seeing so many people that are getting the shot get sick or catch COVID still. I don't believe they're catching COVID in the wild. I believe they're actually producing COVID to the point that they're getting themselves sick from getting these shots repeatedly. And when they're going out, they're basically contaminating via viral shedding, because their body now is a virus protection, but virus manufacturing site, and they're getting other people infected with it. This is why now we're seeing the spread of so many people. The article that came up earlier today, if you guys saw it, the CDC put this out. So, of course, CNN, everybody parroted it, because obviously it goes along with what they want everybody to go with. And they said that 5,800 individuals who have been basically inoculated with a COVID injection have now basically tested positive for COVID, and 74 of them have died. Now, I've already told you guys the numbers that we're seeing with the VAERS reporting, with basically the yellow card in UK, with Europe, that people are getting the shot, getting deathly ill directly from the shot. So what they're trying to do now, in my opinion, is they're trying to do damage control and say, hey, listen, because you get this shot, it doesn't mean you're gonna be immune. It's gonna take 4 to 6 weeks. It's gonna take a while for it to work, and you need to basically be cautious of this, still social distance, still wear your mask, be a good little peasant. Because they know what's going on, and they're trying to do damage control for what's happening with this. So my friend and Lana, they both bounced back very quickly because of the dosages they were taking. I've seen this repeatedly. But what's interesting, going back to the CDC now, we have Rochelle Lewinsky. She's a CDC director. There's a video that just came out this week, and I've posted it on the ST Brower Instagram page. We're going to try and get it up on the webpage of Health Match as well. I'm sure you can find it. And it's Dr. Lewinsky going in and saying, well, we know that this vaccine is going to take 4 to 6 weeks to even kick in, maybe longer. And then we're going to need a booster shot as well from Pfizer, because obviously it's such a healthy shot. We need to start giving it to you every 6 months. And she goes on to blatantly say, really what we need to do in these situations is shut things down again. Go back to what we were doing last spring, and we need to shut everything down, no social contact, and we need to flatten the curve again. She's blatantly telling us we need to have 2020 2.0 over again, that we can't be around anybody. Doesn't matter if you get the shot now, we still need to shut down the economy, whether it be state in Michigan, whether it be the whole country. That's what she's implying. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize the goalpost isn't going to stop. I just had a customer here right before the show, and a good customer, comes in all the time, and he was telling me how most people now, he started to talk to him about what we've talked about, and people are starting to wake up. And he goes, it's funny, Austin. He goes, you've been saying this since last year, as soon as they released this RNA technology. And he said, I'm bringing it up to people, and people would laugh at me. They're just like, dude, this, you're nuts. I don't know who you're listening to. He said, now everybody's coming to me, and they're going, dude, you're right. What's going on with this? Why is everybody dropping dead? Why is everybody having to be admitted to the hospital that's getting shot with this stuff? Why is it that people are getting injected and they're still catching COVID? Why are we being told now we still have to lock down the country? And I told him, I said, dude, this is a very clear answer. This isn't about health. It's not about protection. I said, it's all about control. And I said, they're never going to stop this. Exactly what you just talked about yesterday with Jordan basically railing, you know, Dr. Fauci in that congressional hearing. And, you know, Fauci, bobblehead Fauci, just smug, asinine, arrogant piece of crap that he is, refused to answer the question. Jordan goes, when are we going to open back up? What number do we have to reach to open back up? When are you finally going to give us an answer? And of course, Fauci, you know, kind of tiptoes around the tulips and deflects the whole answer like good little psychologist propaganda pusher that he is. And he refused to answer. He goes, you're bantering. You're bantering, peasant. You just get away from me. I don't even know why I'm talking to you right now. I don't have to do this.
And yeah, you're ranting.
You saw it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous at its face. The highest paid man in the country, Fauci, the least trusted man, at least in my view, in the country, is the highest paid guy. And you know, yeah, I can't tell. I don't know. And then that creep Maxine Waters, I want to smack that for saying, you know, shut your mouth to Jim Jordan when he's asking for a simple question. All right, so yeah, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but yeah, the thing is, these people are not going to be happy until the entire country is in lockdown, that there's no carbon emissions. This is coming, of course, James O'Keefe talked about, Project Veritas, the next big thing is climate. So this is coming. This is what they want. They want the entire country. They want the world enslaved because of either the virus or the climate change or whatever it might be. And it's not necessarily the virus that is the problem. It is the response to what is happening. That's the problem. So go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. This is where they're going to take it. There's already been numerous articles I've talked about on our previous shows and your previous show, how they've said now that in order to prevent the pandemics in the future, we need to do this now to stop the climate change. Just stupid concepts people are coming up with now. And again, it's all about control. It's all about dominance, and it's all about fear. Fear paralyzes people. When you can instill so much fear in an individual from an authoritative standpoint that they will not ask questions, they will not pass go, they will not collect $200, they will sit right where they are until you give them permission to move, you de facto own them. They are your slave now. They will do anything you tell them to do, including jump, walk, stand, go take a leak. You do what you tell them to do. You ask permission. That's where they're pushing everybody. They're trying to break down the mental psychology barriers of the general populace. They have to break down the willpower of the American populace. They have to come in and say, hey, listen, you do not have a right to make your own choices. You do not have a right to ask questions. We know this because we're better than you, smarter than you, stronger than you, more motivated than you, and you do not do anything unless we tell you to do. This is what they're telling us. That's exactly what Fauci said without saying it yesterday. I'm not gonna give you an answer. I don't have to give you an answer. You already told me I'm the highest paid federal employee. Don't you realize, Jordan? I don't answer to you. You can't fire me. Why is it anybody even put out a request or a bill or a motion to push Fauci off his high horse pedestal and remove him from his position? He's not elected. Newsflash to everybody. We didn't elect King Bobblehead Flat Fauci to tell us what to do with our health or our life. It's ironic. You see clowns like Fauci run his mouth about how there's no other thing we can do. You have to social distance, get your vaccine, get your RNA shot. Well, ironically enough, the British Journal of Sports Medicine, April 14, 2021, just came out with a new research study saying that lack of exercise is the major contributing cause of death from COVID, according to new research, with only advanced age and organ transplanters leading to a greater risk. And it goes on to say here that one of the worst things you can do is not be active. It said being consistently inactive was a stronger risk factor for severe COVID outcomes than any of the underlying medical conditions and risk factors, except for age and history of organ transplant. In fact, physical inactivity was the strongest risk factor all across all outcomes. Therefore, we recommend the public health authorities inform all populations engage in regular physical activity may be the single most important action individuals can take to prevent severe COVID-19 complications, including death. Now, I will add in there my own personal opinion and research, but I think natural supplementation with vitamin D, especially in northern states that aren't getting a lot of sun right now, along with vitamin C, quercetin, and zinc, is also one of the most effective things you can do. But isn't it ironic, Doug, that almost a year later, after this COVID scam that they forced on everybody to make us believe something that it's not, the biggest factor they're now claiming, and this, like I said, this is a big published study from the British Journal of Sports Medicine. This isn't some hack job CNN. They're blatantly saying here, inactivity and lack of exercise is one of the biggest things. What did they do as soon as they locked us down? Can't go to church. Can't go to the gym. Can't go to the spa. Can't go exercise. Heck, you're not even allowed to go outside and paddleboard by yourself in the bay in California. You're not allowed to be around anybody else, and you are definitely not allowed to do anything we don't tell you can do. Isn't that funny? One of the biggest things that actually contributes to health and maintenance of health that they are now admitting, exercise, you weren't allowed to do for an entire month, if not actually many months in some states that continue to restrict, you know, gyms. What, New Jersey, I think they still are trying to force gyms to be closed. So I had Atlas Gym up there. They've been fighting it so hard. And Dave said, listen, this isn't about it. And same thing Ian said up there. One of the co-owners said, it's nothing about health. He said, if you actually about health, the first thing you would have done was encourage people to exercise. If the gym's closed, you're going to encourage them to go outside and go swimming, to go fishing, to go hunting, to go run the beach, yeah, go outside and paddleboard. That's what you tell them to go do. Not tell them to sit in their house, eat their junk food, watch TV, sit in fear. Oh, by the way, Costco, Sam's, oh, they're open. Walmart's open. That's all open. Don't worry about those places. But any other places, Nick's off limits. And so it's so funny to me from an ironic standpoint that this is what we're seeing now. And yet again, director of CDC won't bring this up. Bobblehead Fauci won't bring this up. Continues to push their narrative. Now they want to lock down the country again while they continue to vaccinate everybody because, you know, hey, it's for your protection, Doug. For your protection.
Do you think people will Do you think people will fall for this again? I mean,
I hope not. I really hope not, Doug. You know, as much as I detest a lot of the behavior from the terrorist organizations like the BLM and Antifa, if they actually want to get riled up about something, they need to get riled up about lockdowns. They need to get riled up about churches being shut down. If they want to go run around and pitch a fit and protest, this is the hill to go jump on, not go ransack Target and McDonald's and Foot Locker and GameStop and go steal a bunch of stuff. These guys obviously are well organized. If they want to go do this and protest and make a big giant fuss, they need to go do it over these lockdowns. They need to do it over these vaccination push and these COVID passports that they're trying to push in New York. But you notice, there's no protest about that. Not a single protest does anybody stand up and say, no, we're not going to do this. My answer has been the entire time, no. I just said no. I won't consent. For some odd reason, the American populace now, in a large percentage of it, they've lost their ability to say the word no. Just no. The answer is no. I'm not going to comply with that. As they said down here, they started saying, you got to close your business. I said, no. It's not going to happen. Not going to let you arrest us today. Well, you're supposed to lock down. Okay. Duly noted. Appreciate your input. Don't care. Have a nice day. If you want to go get a search warrant and come back to my business and arrest me and lock my doors because I'm shipping vitamins out, you go ahead and you do that. You go get a Polk County judge to sign off on a search warrant to come arrest me right now. And of course, there was zero arrest in Polk County over that. Now, some of the neighboring counties in Florida, there were a couple arrests. One of them was in Tampa with an individual that sold board games and cards. They actually arrested him over it. And the attorney that he got, Pitbull attorney, great attorney, the prosecuting attorney in Tampa said, this is getting no build. We're dropping this. We don't want this in the media. We don't want any publicity about this. This is done. You cannot go around and arrest people for not shutting down their business because you told them to shut their business down. This is not a tyrannical, dictatorial society we live in. You can't just come up with stuff and crap it out of your butt and say, guess what I came up with today? You have to listen to me because here's a box of poop. That's why. Yeah. No, absolutely not. And that's where we find ourselves now. People have to start saying no. It's funny how they get so riled up about somebody shoots a convicted felon with felony search warrants. And granted, I'm not going to get that. All these things that come up, they're so geared by the media because you look and there's shootings everywhere in the country every day by law enforcement, by felons, by criminals, by gangs. Heck, Chicago's got easily 30 to 40 to 50 shootings every weekend up Chicago. It's dead silent. Except when the media wants to spin it and spool everybody up. Then they promote it. Other than that, it's dead silent unless they want it to go up. Why in the world aren't people protesting these lockdowns in these states? Why in the world are people still complying and just saying no? You can't arrest us all. You can't force us to wear a mask. Sure as heck, can't force us to shut down our business. Alberta, Canada, they now have occupied, the police have occupied the church up there. You guys saw that. It's nuts. They put a giant fence around the church, occupied the church, said you're not allowed to come in here and worship. So now they've got an underground church. They've basically gone to another place and they're congregating, I think with like 2,000 members. They have not disclosed, obviously, where they're at. But this is nuts. And this is in Canada. Whoever thought you'd be getting religious persecution because you wanted to go to a church in Canada and you had 200 Gestapo stormtrooper law enforcement SWAT agents descend on your church to fence it off, lock it down, and occupy it so you couldn't go in. Is this really where we're going to allow this to go? Is this really the hill that everybody's just going to say, you know what, we're going to back off of? We're going to pretend it's not going to happen anymore. No. This is where we get more aggressive. This is where we really stand our ground. I mean, we're seeing individuals all across the world stand up. Denmark now, Norway, two European countries have permanently banned the AstraZeneca shot. So we're done. This thing is deadly. It's toxic. It's way worse than even COVID virus is, period. So they said Denmark, way worse. This shot is way worse than COVID ever was. We are not putting this in our population at all anymore. But you don't hear anything about that in the mainstream news media. Why? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. The narrative has to be said, and that's why we do our show, you do our show, Doug, and you do your show, and we're continuing to get this information out there. No matter the pushback, no matter the blowback, we have to get the truth out there because the truth, as it says, will set you free. And you have to get this information out there so the populace will finally start to wake up and hopefully start to stand their ground and say, no, we're not going to consent to this.
I hope that's the case. You know, it's amazing the masks have turned people into sheep, and the vaccines or the lockdown. It's just, when are we going to fight back? And I was looking at a message board, a Democratic Underground is the site. It's a sewage site in my view, in my, my belief. And there was a thread there about, oh, I just got the second shot, or I just got the shot. And they were commiserating. These posters were, oh my gosh, I was in bed for 2 days. I had the worst headache of my life. Oh my gosh, the surgery I had 20 years ago, the scar hurt, you know, and going on and on and on. And then, some saying, you know, wow, gee, that we're having symptoms just like the coronavirus. So what you said earlier about the fact that somebody just received the inoculation, I'm just wondering, can they in fact, I had to ask Dr. Tenpenny this, it's not really shedding, but can they transmit the virus? And her answer, short answer, yes. So isn't it interesting that you've got these vaccine pushers, non-vaccine pushers, who could very well be spreading this, and the side effects from this, no long-term, you know, we don't know. We're the lab rats. And so all of this. And it was interesting, too, in the Fauci clip, real quick. Clyburn, when asked, you know, when the lockdowns will stop, Clyburn said when, and I don't know how many people heard this, Clyburn said when 90% of the House or the Congress is vaccinated. And I'm thinking, first of all, that's an odd statement to make. You know, and that was right before the Shut Your Mouth by Maxine Waters. But that was just an odd statement to make. So anyway, all of this combined. Folks, you're listening to Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. By the way, listen to the Ted and Austin Brower show as well on their website every day, an hour a day. All you have to do is scroll down until you see the blue tab on the right. There it is. And click that, and you've got, takes you right to the satellite feed, and you can click on any hour or any day and listen to that while you are scrolling through the products. All right, sir. Yeah, this is just, beyond anything I've seen. And now so many people are so willing to give up their freedoms, and it's just crazy. You know what? Lockdown or quarantine, not lockdown, but quarantine the ill, with symptomatic ill, and, leave the rest of us alone.
And the thing about it is, Doug, is when you look back through history, it doesn't matter how far back or what period, anytime you have a dictator or a tyrant, when they grab power from a populace and they strip the populace of its rights, the power is never given back to the people willingly. It has to be taken back. And the easiest way to do that right now is noncompliance. We don't have physical stormtrooper Gestapos walking down the streets of every city right now, telling people to get back in their house at 6 a.m. and measuring people from 6 feet apart. Everything they've done to us for the most part, has been mainly voluntary. We voluntarily consented to it. And that's the problem that's so troubling to me, is that so many people have been so quick to say, oh, there's a virus. You tell me what to do, I'll do it. Well, that sounds stupid, but I'll do it anyways. And months and months and months go by, and nobody wants to question the narrative. And this is where we reach a point to where, how far are we going to go? Like you said, 80% of Congress vaccinated. First off, that's idiotic. That's another goalpost that'll never be met, and it'll always be moved. Because if we've learned anything from Fauci, it's that he lies incessantly. Everything he says has been a lie from the beginning. Everything he said, he has flip-flopped back and forth on. Don't wear a mask. Only health providers wear a mask. Now you need to wear a mask. Well, we're not really sure about wearing a mask. Well, now you definitely need to wear a mask. You need to mandate a mask. Well, now you need two masks. Heck, NBC said three masks. Well, now you need to wear a mask if you're still vaccinated, and you can take it off and you can be around people that are vaccinated. Oh, wait, if you're vaccinated, it's only good. It doesn't work for 6 weeks, so you need to wear a mask again around people that are vaccinated. Oh, and by the way, the booster shot is only needed for 6 months now because the regular shot only works for that period of time. So you need to get a shot again if you don't need to wear a mask at 6 months. It's asinine. It's obfuscation, and it's rhetoric at its finest example. It's designed from a psychological warfare standpoint to confuse the masses. If you can pull a PSYOP and you can confuse your enemy, which they consider the United States populace their enemy, communists hate America. Communists hate freedom. They hate how openly free we are, how we brag about being free, how we're proud of being free. Fauci is a full-blown communist tyrant. I believe that. You look at what he has done. You look at his background. You look at how he's been directly involved in this virus, like you said, from the gain of function, from the China Wuhan lab to the $3.4 million grant to everything in between, and how his rise to power now in the United States is this figurehead, as this little bobblehead faggot, in my opinion, because the man acts like a complete and total Neanderthal half the time. He just comes up with statements out of his butt. He can't verify anything. He's repeatedly contradicted himself. He says the term science and protection almost every single sentence if you listen to him, yet nothing he says is backed by science, and nothing he has said has protected us whatsoever. But yet, people still listen to this clown. It boggles my mind, Doug. And that's what I continue to tell everybody. Exercise, eat clean, keep your diet strong, and stay off all those shots. These shots are not designed to protect you. They're designed to hurt you. This vice president of Pfizer blatantly said that. He said, you're going to see in the next 6 to 12 months, it's autoimmune responses and health problems unlike anything we've experienced among people that have had this gene therapy. And so I continue to encourage people, you're not in this alone. Wake up and stand your ground. If you live in fear and you really want to just sit around and be scared your whole life, which that's a pitiful way to live, but if that's how you want to live, stay at home. Sit at home. But don't try to tell the rest of the populace that we have to do what you want us to do. We're now experiencing down here in Florida a influx of populace that we've never seen. And Ted and I are very worried, along with a lot of other people, that we have people moving here that are very much going to promote their communist agenda from New York and California because they're mad Florida's so free. We talked about our show today. Majority of Florida is completely open. They really don't care what you do. Miami, they still act like Gestapo in the South Miami down there. They're running around screaming and yelling at you if you don't wear a mask out in public. They're still trying to tell people you have to social distance. I told you I was in Miami a couple months ago, and it was like going to a different country. It was bizarre. Besides the fact that I don't speak Spanish, and you pretty much can't function down there if you don't speak Spanish. That's a whole other concept that I don't really understand why it's been allowed in Miami, but I digress. But this is what they're going to do. There's so many people that have crapped their own bed in their own state because they want to have that communist agenda. Now they're mad that Florida is doing their own thing and they're moving here. Now, I mind you, there's a lot of patriots all across the country that have had enough of their states. And they're moving here out of basically fleeing from the communist states that they're in. And they're trying to come here and maintain a proper, healthy, patriot Florida constitutional life. To those people, I fully commend you and I support you and I encourage you to come here. Everybody else, if you don't want to adopt our way of life in Florida, if you don't want to be all about weapons and machine guns and hunting gators and shooting rattlesnakes, and you don't want to be about freedom and allowing people to live freely on their way, and you want to get involved in this tyrannical ideology, we don't want you here. No vacancy. Go back to the crap hole you started in your own state and move back. We don't want you here, but we're going to have a very serious time. We're going to start getting very aggressive down here from a political movement over the next couple of years if we start seeing these clowns that ruin their own state come down here in Florida. And I mean that sincerely right now. I put this out here on our show yesterday because I've been running into a lot of people that are not from the state now. They're acting like complete and total degenerates. They want to try to push their agenda. They want to argue with people. And I'm like, listen, there's the exit up there. We didn't ask you to come here. We didn't invite you here. We like Florida the way we like Florida. If you want to live in a communist state, go back to the state you came from. If you're a patriot and you want to maintain constitutional values, by all means, come here, support our economy, support our state. Because remember, we don't need federal money. We're a self-sufficient state. We don't even have state sales tax. Look, I probably shouldn't have said that. That's going to make everybody want to come down here even more. There's a reason why. We don't have to, because we generate enough cash flow through tourism and crops and agriculture and industry. You look at California, their Democrat communist hellhole, 13.5% state income tax. And they're all the fuel's what, $5 a gallon, I think, in California out there. The property taxes are at a level that are unheard of in most industrialized countries.
I couldn't afford to live in California.
Yeah.
I mean, as a homeowner, I could not afford the property taxes. You had Eric the Tech spitting out his aspartame laden diet. I'm kidding. You had him laughing there at your depiction of Fauci and, of course, talking about the transplants down to Florida. My question to you, now, Florida has got one thing that New York and, places like Chicago and other blue areas don't. You have alligators, right? Hang on a second. Hold on.
Oh, but I'm having an audio issue right now. I can't hear you, Doug.
All right. That bears repeating anyway.
There we go. That's better. Okay. I got you now.
All right. So the question bears repeating anyway. With all the transplants that Florida has, and I myself want to be one, do you have something like that places like New York and Chicago and other blue areas don't have? And that's alligators. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. We got big, fat, mean ones.
Do they like to chew on Democrats or leftists, or they spit those out?
Well, to be honest with you, they like to eat on any soft, warm tissue they can find. Dogs, Democrats alike, pick one. So that's what we're dealing with down here. But I've told people, this state is a very free state. It's a very open state. It's a very wild west state. I mean, everybody carries guns down here. Usually when there's a shooting, it doesn't last long unless it's a false flag. Most of the time when there's a shooting, everybody realizes it's probably not the best idea. You don't generally pull guns on people that you know have guns as well. And we have a huge, huge, huge weapons as far as database down here. Not database, but weapons as far as buildup from a lot of the patriots, a lot of the retired military, a lot of the military contractors. So Florida's just really not that state that we want to be bothered. We don't want to be bothered with nonsense. And so, like I said, I encourage you. Patriots, if they want to come down here, send it. If you want to come down here and try to force us to live your horrible way like California, I'm going to pass on that. There's a reason why I don't live in California. The weather's great. The areas, some of the Northern California, are beautiful. The coast is beautiful. But what's been allowed to happen, especially in South California, it's nothing short of abomination. Now the California Education Department, talked to you last week, they're now coming out now and saying, if you want a student to give the correct answer in mathematics, that is a white supremacy basis and you are racist. So if somebody says 2 + 2 = 5, that is racist. That's fine. But if they say 2 + 2 = 4, that's white supremacy. That's the finest example. You can't tell somebody to have the right number. And so they're doing is they're dumbing down the populace. They're dumbing down the whole country the best they can. That's why they're trying to tell people that, Richard Levine, a cross-dressing pervert, needs to be heading the Secretary of Health in the United States. We're a circus show in the federal government right now. So the best thing to do is get it right on a state level and do the best you can to maintain your rights on a city, county, and state level and continue to push the narrative. Like I told you, 27th of April, down here in Central Florida, got a huge group going to Polk County School Board. We've had enough. This whole thing with this mask mandate, we're over with it now with these children. I don't even have my kids in public school. I refuse to indoctrinate them in public school. But regardless, even a lot of the private schools and the charter schools and the magnet schools have still required masks. And to be having 5, 6, 7-year-old kids outside playing recess with one another in the Florida hot sun, 90-degree weather, and telling them they got to strap a face diaper on themselves and wear it all day, that is full-blown child abuse, in my opinion. I had another person that contacted Lena the other day. They had a kid who was in school, teenager in high school, and he basically has said now, he's like, I'm not wearing a mask in school. And he got sent to the principal's office, and they said, you have to wear a mask. He said, no, I'm not going to wear a mask. They said, well, you have to wear a mask. He goes, I can repeat myself, no, I'm not going to wear a mask. It makes me tired, it makes my throat hurt, and it basically messes up my lungs. And they said, well, now you're refusing to listen to a principal officer, whatever they said. So now you have work detail the rest of the week. Work detail.
Forced labor.
Work detail for not wearing a mask. And he went back to his parents. He said, dude, what do you want me to do with this? They called him, pitched a fit. And the principal said, listen, if he doesn't want to do work detail, he's got to do e-learning online. He can't come back to school if he's not going to abide by the rules. And they said, this isn't a rule. This is an unlawful mandate that has no business being in a school system. There is no science to back up what you're talking about, much less in a population group that has a 99.997% survival rate. Don't want to hear it. We've been so infiltrated in Florida in the school system now, horrible school system down here, by communists. They are so giddy with joy now, this newfound tyranny. And that's what it is. I talked to another customer. They were for an airline company as a stewardess. They retired early now. They said it's turned into a nightmare fighting with customers about masks. And she said she wouldn't do it. She goes, I won't do it. I don't bother anybody about the mask. She goes, but we have now seen the general population that have the Napoleon complex. They've gotten this newfound level of tyranny control. And they have absolutely relished in it. They love to dictate people what to do. They walk around. If somebody has their mask slipped slightly below their nose and they're sitting there starting to fall asleep, they'll walk over. Sir, you need to wake up right now. Sir, you need to wake up. You go, what? What's going on? Your mask isn't above your nose. And you're like, oh, okay. Keep it above your nose. You're kicked off the plane.
Exactly.
Since no joke, it's literally some of them are like that. They're running around like little Napoleons trying to tell every single person what to do when they can't. We've seen videos of it, kicking people off of their two-year-old kids while their child is eating a snack on a plane. It's 2 years old. The whole plane gets off. Where do we stop this, Doug? Where do we finally draw the line and say no? Because I'm already there. So we have to start encouraging people, you're not alone in this, and we're not going to get this country back unless we say no. I think that conversation with Jordan and Fauci yesterday, I think that CDC director this week from what she said with the lockdowns, I think that should all be a very clear-cut lesson to the entire American populace. They have no intent on letting everything go back to normal, ever. The only way normal occurs is when we say normal's back. We're living normal. We're not going to listen to this crap anymore. And that's my opinion. I think the only way it's going to happen.
I agree with you. I had somebody do some repair work here, and he came in with a mask, and I said, you don't have to wear that. And he said, no, that's fine. I said, okay, you know, if you want to, fine. Don't wear it on my account. I mean, there's only two of us here. There are three of us here at the time, and neither one of us cared. Anyway. We got to talking, and I said, you know, I just wonder what the breaking point in the American public will be. Now from behind the mask, he said, when they tell me that I've got to register when they tell me I've got to turn in my firearms, I'm thinking to myself, okay, now wait a second. You and your business tolerated a lockdown, tolerated having no business for at least, I think it was 45 days or 60 days. Now you're saying from behind the mask that your line is going to be when, you know, they have you turn in your firearms or be put on the list. Right. Okay. I wonder about the will of people. The will is not there, Austin, in my view, to fight back.
No, I think we've seen that very clearly. I think when you go out and the populace and you go places, you see the people not wearing masks. You see the people that are living freely like we're allowed to do in this country by our God-given rights. I think you kind of see a pre-example of who's going to stand up for freedom. Who's going to say, no, I'm not registering 80% loaders that I have. No, I'm not registering a stock, a pistol brace. No, I'm not going to turn in my magazines. No, I'm not going to serialize my magazines. No, I'm not going to register an assault weapon. We have seen so many states, California being the perfect example of a failed state, what they have done with the firearm laws over the last 20 years. They tell you, hey, you got to get a background check to get a rifle, you know, 10, 20 years ago for an AR-15. You got to do 10-day wait for a background check. You get permission to get the rifle, to exercise your second move. You get permission. Then they came back and they said, well, listen, this has too many accessories on it, like an assault weapon. Now you have to register this as an assault weapon. And people said, okay, I'll register as an assault weapon. Then they came out and said, hey, listen, you can't buy any ammunition out of the state. You can only buy it. It has to be registered. You got to get permission to buy ammunition. They go, okay. I'll get permission to buy ammunition now. Then they came in and said, listen, you can't have any of these mags that hold over 10 rounds. They're scary mags. You can't have them. You got to turn them in. Everybody goes, okay, I'll turn in my magazines again as long as I can kind of keep my gun that you're giving me permission to have. The same exact thing happened with COVID is going to start happening with firearms.
Yes.
They push a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, put the goalpost out. Listen, this is all you got to comply with. Super basic, easy. Background check, registration. We'll never bother you about it. You never need to mess with it again. It's your rifle. If you go to sell it, just do it through a dealer. And everybody goes, okay, I can live with that. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't want to get in trouble. I'll deal with it. And then you can see the slippery slope that is taken in numerous other states. This is what they're going to try to do on a state level. This is what they're going to try to do on a federal level. They're going to try to do this all across the country until the entire country is disarmed. My answer has been, from the very beginning of COVID, as it really woke me up, it's no. Two letters. N-O. No. No. Absolutely not. There's no compliance with this. I don't have to ask permission. You don't need to know what I have, nor am I ever going to tell you what I have. You can mind your own business, and I'll mind my own business. Have a nice day. And if you get in a situation, you attorney up immediately. I've told everybody that before when I've dealt with stuff. He's got to go. I needed my attorney present. I can't say anything. I'm not going to say anything at all. Attorney. Yep. They ask you, what about this? Attorney. Hey, starts with an A, attorney. And that's what you tell them. That's it. You don't play the game with them. Because these guys, if they start going this route, they start trying to ban and register this stuff, it's not going to stop with what they tell you it is. Look at what happened to Australia. Look at what happened to New Zealand. Look at what type of tyranny they've experienced since they've been fully disarmed now. Australia back in the 90s, New Zealand just a couple years ago, and they came in overnight, and the minister said, you have to turn in your AR-15s. They are now banned. Everybody goes, oh, but New Zealand, from my knowledge, from people I've talked to down there, there was very little compliance. I think they had like 380 weapons turned into New Zealand. A lot of people said, no, N-O, no, don't bother me about it. Go on with yourself and go bother somebody else. And so that's pretty much where we have to be with this. But you're right. A lot of people are big talk. I've seen it now. Because if you're not even willing to get in an escalated conflict over wearing a face diaper over your mouth, you really going to actively stand your ground when it comes to maintaining your firearm rights? And everybody knows what that entails. You can look at Waco, you can look at Ruby Ridge and get a clear-cut example of how far the Fed is willing to make sure they burn and kill everybody involved that doesn't listen to what they say. Because remember, Waco is for the kids' protection. It was for the mom's protection, too. They burned down 78 men, women, and children alive in their building because, you know, it was for their protection. They did it for their protection.
Of course, we've got to shoot you, we've got to throw incendiary devices in there, and we got to burn you down. But believe me, it's for your protection. Yeah. Branch COVIDiots, with respect to the mask wearers. Branch COVIDiots, in my view. But okay. We're in for a fight of our lives. I'm going to tell you this real quick. I have an investigator, a female investigator who, does work for me sometimes, and she went in to do some reconnaissance on a place that does vaccinations or the Fauci jabs, and spoke to somebody behind the registration desk, and just pretended that she was trying to arrange an appointment. Anyway, long and short of it. She asked, do you keep records as to, who gets the shot? What happens if you lose the CDC vax card and so on? The records are kept at a state level in a state database that link your identity with the date of the shot. And by identity, I'm talking about like a name, date of birth, address, and some other information, health-related and non-health-related information. And that individuals said, here's a card from the CDC. Don't lose that because you may not get another one. It might be really difficult to get another one. Although we do have the names and stuff in the database, you might not be able to get another one because, there's a lot of people who are going to be making these cards in order to get out of taking the vaccine. The reason I brought this up is because there is so much right now, I think, riding on this digital vaccine passport, social credit score, Chinese style. Austin, I think we're in a lot of trouble here if we don't fight back. So that's just something I want to share with you.
No, you're 100% right. And, that's what I said. People got all mad at me and, called me a grandma killer last summer because I refused to wear a mask. Now they're looking at me and going, man, everything you said was right. What you said about the shots, what you said about the mask, what you said about the passports, and it's going down this line. And as long as there's continual compliance, they're going to keep pushing the narrative. They're going to stretch it out further and further and further. If they start getting a huge amount of pushback and everybody starts saying, no, we're done. We're done with this. This is a complete and total lie now. There's a reason why the flu numbers have completely flattened out. There's a reason why people are staying extremely healthy to take care of themselves and exercise. There's a reason why people are dying left and right that are getting the shot. No, We need to continue to maintain our health, maintain our freedoms. And that's why we've continually told people all the time. People email me every day. What can I do? What can I do? And people are scared. And I mean, I get it. The media has brainwashed a lot of people. I tell them, listen, the viral protection kit is the basic example of what to do. And the rest, eat clean. Stay off the high fructose corn syrup. Stay off basically the GMO foods. Continue to exercise and get enough sleep. And live your life like God intended. God did not intend us to live in fear. Fear is from the devil. God does not give fear. You know, there may be an aspect of where you have a healthy fear, like, hey, you probably shouldn't stand on the edge of a building and look like you're going to jump off. There's aspects like that. You have a healthy fear of something, but that's also just being wise, not, you know, understanding how gravity works. But this whole thing, this learned fear that they're trying to force indoctrination into, saying, you stay scared of us, you listen to what we say, we know what's best, that is absolutely not of God, and it's not something I respect. Because if this is where they're going to take it, we know where the end game is. My opinion, as I've continually said, it's a lot easier if we stand up now and say, you know what, nah, we're going to have to hold off on this. I'm not going to go along with this. Then it's going to be in 6 to 12 to 18 months when it's complete and totally in roll. And then everybody says, man, we should have done something a year ago about it. I'm like, no duh, Sherlock. I told everybody that. Maybe you should have been there with me instead of fighting me for the last 6 months. So that's my thing now. We're kind of reaching that point, Doug. You're right. It's now or never. We stand up and we wake up and we push back on it, or it's going to reach a point of no return. There will be no fighting back on it. Once you have full-blown vaccine passports in place, and once you have full-blown gun registration, confiscation, and restrictions, at that point, that's it, man. You might as well just basically do your dance with the devil and go over to the dark side, because you've given up and you have not stood up for your God-given rights that you were blessed with, and you continued to live like a slave and live in fear. And that's just something, at least in my life and my friends and my family, I'm not going to put up with. But we need more people to stand up in unison together, Doug.
We do, and we have to be fearless about this. And I think when I say fearless, look, you can be civilly disobedient in a civil fashion. Oh, isn't that a cute turn of phrase? But it's true. When the time comes, and you will know when this time is, we're going to have to fight back. And by fighting back, I'm not talking about being pacifists or being wusses. No, I'm talking about fighting back. You know, it always blows my mind, and I'm sorry for, you know, taking you off topic on different things, but it blows my mind to watch these Antifa, and you used the word earlier, I'm going to say this Don Lemon style faggot, these Antifa pukes that are out there, and, you know, I make no apologies for what I said, who actually go and threaten diners, for example, at restaurants.
Yeah.
These diners are cowering in fear, people cowering in fear. What are they afraid of? Are they afraid of, you know, I don't know what they're afraid of. Are they, obviously, they're probably not armed. But I'll tell you something, it's about time, because no one's coming to our rescue. No one will come to our rescue. People need to understand that. You've been saying this. Your dad's been saying this. I've been saying this. There's no one coming to save us. We are it. This is the last line of defense. And if you don't do anything about it, well, you know what? I'm reading my mail, and I'm pulling my red wagon. I will help you, but, you know, I can only help so many. So, and same with
no, that. You're exactly right. And I mean, people have to start coming together in unison. If you're at a restaurant and you start seeing one of these crowds form around and start doing the crap, everybody's seen it. They're cowards. They show 50, 60 people with megaphones and phone cameras to record everybody, and everybody kind of sits there and cowards. Now, everybody outside, you know what they do? You look at everybody and go, dude, all right, y'all had enough of this? I've had enough of this. All right.
There you go.
Push them back. Let's go. All right. It's time for an engagement. That's it. It's what you do with it. And I mean, I've been in situations not like that, but very similar to where you reach a point where you're like, okay, you know, when you start showing submissiveness, these kind of individuals take it as cowardice and fear, and they capitalize on it. You have to come in hard and you have to come in hot. You can't let them get all over you and start making fun of you and belittling you in public, because now they are having the upper hand. People have to start standing up with one another and stop being fearful of getting reprisal or offending somebody because you call Black Lives Matter group a terrorist organization along with Antifa. That's what they do. The context of what some of the individuals in Black Lives Matter stand for, I can understand their sentiment. But going around and saying, we're Black Lives Matter, we want change, by the way, we're going to go loot Foot Locker and Target while we're out here right now, that's cowardice looting. There is no way to justify that and come back and say, we're doing this for the greater good. No, you're not. You're doing it exactly. Because you're egotistical and you're selfish.
Do you know what didn't get looted? Libraries and bookstores. Do you know what didn't get taken off the shelves of these places? Father's Day cards and work boots. Okay.
Yeah.
That didn't get taken. And you know, people say, well, that's a pretty racist, crass thing to say. No, it's not. It's the truth. We want those $300 pair of Nikes, which aren't worth, you know, whatever. We want those. We don't need work boots because we don't do any work. It's, you know, so I want to quote cite Jen Psaki. Remember, the P is silent in Psaki, just like the P in President Biden. It's resident Biden. Circle back to something you said earlier. You know, we started the show off by talking about people who have been exposed to those who have received the inoculation. The shot. That number's growing. And it's interesting because maybe, just maybe, we don't know, but maybe there's some infection from the recently jabbed. So folks, here's what I want to tell you to do, because we're almost out of time here. Go to healthmasters.com and get the immunity boosting regimen on healthmasters.com. And if you begin to feel like, man, I woke up with a pounding headache or if you're symptomatic, you start pounding you start taking them in regular doses. And then you start pounding the vitamin C with, what's that stuff called?
Quercetin,
thanks. And D3 and with K2 and zinc, start taking them in mega doses. And get on the phone with Austin or with the Health Masters and ask them what to do, okay? Because I'm telling you right now, a medical doctor, worked here, said essentially the same thing I'm telling you. This is what you need. You need mega doses of this, 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 and this. And you can get it all from Health Masters. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. For non-sale items, Doug5, coupon code for 5% off your order. And I highly recommend, too, water. If you're going to be drinking a lot of water, their distillers are fabulous, second to none. That's healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. We got about 3 minutes left, 2.5 minutes left. It's all yours, my friend.
Yes, absolutely, Doug. We continue to see what's happening across the climate. You know, we see what's going on over there with Russia and China and Ukraine. And always remember, everybody, a lot of this is theater. Everything we're seeing is psychological theater. It's designed to try to manipulate the mind into believing or thinking something that they want you to believe. This has been a very clear-cut case with the entire COVID scam. They want to continue to do stuff to make you look at what they're telling you about and push you while other things are going on behind the scenes. The same thing has been occurring now. More and more people I talk to are starting to wake up and starting to see these EMS side effects from 5G radiation that are occurring all over the country now. People that I know that have had towers that have been, you know, erected right by their house are having all these problems with sleep, having all these problems with basically mental acuity, having stomach issues. They were perfectly healthy beforehand. And always remember, these 5G towers went into place right at the beginning of the COVID scam. And so I encourage people, look at that. If you're moving somewhere, if you're living somewhere, understand that this stuff's very real. You can do your own research on EMF frequencies and how it affects the body and what it actually does in the body. And it's crucial right now that we all continue to open up our mind and stop getting so one-sided with stuff. I've seen so many people, they hear one thing and they go, "Dog, this is it. Y'all have to do it. They said get a shot. We have to get a shot." Do some research. Open up your ideas to it. Say, do I really need a shot? Does the shot really work? Let's do some research on it. What's the pros and cons of getting the shot? We know it only did 2 months of phase 3 testing. We know that it's done zero, not even a year-long research data we even have on it. We know that they've had thousands of people die and tens of thousands of adverse events. We know that they're now telling us it doesn't even stop you from getting it. It doesn't even stop you from spreading it. Heck, it may make you basically a silent viral shedder. We don't know. Well, why don't I just wait 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months and see it actually happens with this shot before I go inject myself with it and I have no idea what's going on? That's my encouragement to everybody. Do your own research. Do your own background digging into stuff and make your own informed consent decision. Because remember, we still have the ability to consent. Never let anybody tell you that you have to get a shot or you have to do something against your will or you have to do a health procedure. Okay. You can't do it. They've been very clear with the Nuremberg trials. Exactly. You have the right to say no.
Exactly. We have a hard out. I want to thank you so much, healthmasters.com. God bless you, my friend. Have a great night. Welcome, folks. Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com for today. It is Friday, April 16th, 2021, day number 87 of America being held hostage by the Communist Chinese Party by Mr. Marbles in the Oval Office and Heels Up Harris, of course, the Blair House now, apparently, or no, maybe moving. I don't know. No intro, cold open, because we did have some issues for the first hour. The first hour is totally blitzed. This is the Hagman Report you're about to hear right now with Austin Brower. I just want to touch on two things real quick. Go to HagmanReport.com, bookmark HagmanReport.com. Two ends on Hagman. HagmanReport.com. They're a local story, but it's of national import, and that is about anywhere between 146 to 160 unaccompanied minors being placed in a home up here. And when I say a home, it's Pennsylvania International Academy. That used to be a sports park that was looking for money. But anyway, the bottom line here is, in the dark of night, nine o'clock at night, about 100 and a half unaccompanied minors coming up here and being placed into this facility, six children to a room, more coming, but they're flown up essentially first class on an airline. It was almost like it was a charter plane. They 737 type plane brought up, put on three coaches, marvelous accommodations, taken right to this location. My question is, and here's my questions were, who's paying for it? How much is being paid? Who's making the money? Who's behind this? Of course, I was able to find certain things out. Benedictine nuns, the Benedictines here in town, and activist nun Pat Lupo. But here's the thing. Folks, we are on this. Owen Schroer at the southern border just absolutely filleting process down there and showing everything that's inside, making things known. And up here, well, I'm on the other side of this, and I guarantee you that you're going to see some investigative reports like no other, because we're going after the people who are making the money and the people who are behind this operation. All right. Stay tuned for that. I might have some independent videos this weekend and writings this weekend. Real quick as well, folks, you saw the exchange between Jim Jordan and Fauci, right? You saw that? Okay, well, there's a bigger issue there. And the shut your mouth stuff, I'm going to tell you, by Maxine Waters, there's even more to that. The bigger part of that is Fauci, his role in the gain-of-function experimentation at the Wuhan P4 lab. And Fauci being the father of this particular virus, coronavirus, COVID-19 or COVID-1984 more appropriately. But those are the questions that need to be asked. What was your role in this? Yes, when are we going to reopen? What was your role in this? And as well, the four different vaccines and the quote pause on this, and Jim Jordan, of course, asking when we're going to reopen. That's Austin Brower's got a lot to say on that. And one other story that I think is really extremely critical for people to take a look at is the fact that the United States and Chinese scientists, well, they've successfully created embryos that are part monkey, part human. Now, remember when Alex Jones was, that's nothing but nonsense. That's not, no. That was 25 years ago. And as Alex Jones had said, this is already operational. He appeared on a couple of different programs, including his own, saying that, you know, many outlets have dismissed concerns about chimeras being used for organ harvesting, which is what the primarily they're used for. But it's interesting to note that we've been dismissed as conspiracy nonsense. This is conspiracy nonsense when, in fact, a group of global scientists who want to play God have come out and says, okay, we've experimented with this. But they're long past the embryonic stage. Understand that. With me, of course, Austin Brower. If it's Friday, it's Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Please, please, please go to the website, healthmasters.com. Book that website and do me a favor. And I really want you to do this. This week, I'm going to just tell you a real quick story. This week, on, I think it was Tuesday morning, my wife woke up with a massive headache, sick to her stomach, and had some other symptoms of, you know, the coronavirus. And I thought, wow, okay, we might have a problem here. And here's what I did. I contacted a physician, and the physician said, look, I know what health supplements you have. You give her just substantial amounts of vitamin C, substantial amounts of zinc, substantial amounts of vitamin B, and a couple of other nutritional supplements, all from Health Masters. And now, he didn't say all from Health Masters, but that's what we had. So within 36 hours, she was almost back to normal. Now, is it the nutritional supplements? I believe, based on what the doctor said, this is what you need to do. I believe that, I think it is. So, quality health supplement, nutritional supplements from healthmasters.com. I would not have any other in my house. Healthmasters.com, that's healthmasters.com. If Austin is kind enough, DR5 or Doug5 as the coupon code, that's Doug5 as the coupon code, if he's kind enough. And we're going to find out right now. Austin, how are you?
Hey, doing blessed as always, Doug. Great to be on the show. And yes, the Doug5 is active. And it's ironic you bring that up today. I've had two instances directly related to me, one of them being my wife, the other one being one of my really good friends who works for a company right down the road with me. Both of them, out of nowhere, in completely separate occasions, all of a sudden woke up and weren't feeling good. Headache, super sore throat, didn't feel good at all. Then, you know, so Lana woke up and she goes, man, I don't feel good. I said, we haven't really been anywhere. She goes, well, I was out picking up some supplies and stuff the other day. We have my son's 5th birthday tomorrow. And I said, this is on Monday. And I said, okay, I said, listen, you got to start megadosing on stuff. I said, we're running you 100,000 IUs of D3 right now. We're going to start megadosing the vitamin C, about 6,000-7,000 milligrams, as much as you can handle, you know, break it up throughout the day with the zinc, and throw some iodine in there, and we're going to knock this out. And so she basically ran the same protocol. By Wednesday, dude, she was already back at it. My good friend, he had the exact same thing happen. Now, it's interesting about him, because I was trying to figure out where this came from, because I was around both of them as far as at separate times, not the same time, because I work with him sometimes. She's obviously my wife, so she's around the house all the time. I was exposed to both of them directly, and I got zero symptoms at all. Now, granted, I mega dose supplements every day just because of how busy I am and how stress-related activity is and all going all the time, how many people I'm around. I constantly mega dose. Well, what's interesting is I asked him, I said, where'd you pick this up from? I said, because Lana hasn't been around you and you haven't been around her, but you guys both got the same symptoms like a day apart. And I told her, you know, Lana was going around shopping around Auburn. And he said, well, dude, he said, the thing that I found, everybody I was around was super healthy. He said, but this one lady came in and she wasn't wearing a mask, which we don't care. He said, but she was ranting and raving about how she had just got her second shot of Pfizer a few days before and how she was protected and nobody could tell her anything, and basically just bragging and boastfully bragging about how she had been injected now and she was immune to everything. And I'm just ranting about it. And so he said he was very close proximity to her, and that's the only person he was in real close proximity to. And I told him, I said, well, you got to remember, man. I said, and this, granted, this is just theory on my end, but from what the retired VP of Pfizer blatantly said, and he said this repeatedly, this shot is making everybody a pathogen production site. This is gene therapy. This is what it is. They're very candid about what this shot is. It's an RNA gene therapy shot, and it causes you to start producing a virus in order to build an alleged immune response to it. Well, in turn with that, that makes sense why we're seeing so many people that are getting the shot get sick or catch COVID still. I don't believe they're catching COVID in the wild. I believe they're actually producing COVID to the point that they're getting themselves sick from getting these shots repeatedly. And when they're going out, they're basically contaminating via viral shedding because their body now is a virus protection, but virus manufacturing site, and they're getting other people infected with it. This is why now we're seeing the spread of so many people. The article that came up earlier today, if you guys saw it, the CDC put this out. So, of course, CNN, everybody parroted it because obviously it goes along with what they want everybody to go with. And they said that 5,800 individuals who have been basically inoculated with a COVID injection have now basically tested positive for COVID. And 74 of them have died. Now, I've already told you guys the numbers that we're seeing with the VAERS reporting, with basically the yellow card in UK, with Europe, that people are getting the shot, getting deathly ill directly from the shot. So what they're trying to do now, in my opinion, is they're trying to do damage control and say, hey, listen, because you get this shot, it doesn't mean you're gonna be immune. It's going to take 4 to 6 weeks. It's going to take a while for it to work, and you need to basically be cautious of this, still social distance, still wear your mask, be a good little peasant, because they know what's going on, and they're trying to do damage control for what's happening with this. So my friend and Lana, they both bounced back very quickly because of the dosages they were taking. I've seen this repeatedly. But what's interesting, going back to the CDC now, we have Rochelle Walensky. She's the CDC director. There's a video that just came out this week, and I've posted it on the ST Brower Instagram page. We're going to try and get it up on the webpage of Health Master as well. I'm sure you can find it. And it's Dr. Lewinsky going in and saying, well, we know that this vaccine is going to take 4 to 6 weeks to even kick in, maybe longer. And then we're going to need a booster shot as well from Pfizer, because obviously it's such a healthy shot. We need to start giving it to you every 6 months. And she goes on to blatantly say, really what we need to do in these situations is shut things down again. Go back to what we were doing last spring, and we need to shut everything down, no social contact, and we need to flatten the curve again. She's blatantly telling us we need to have 2020 2.0 over again, that we can't be around anybody. Doesn't matter if you get the shot now, we still need to shut down the economy, whether it be state in Michigan, whether it be the whole country. That's what she's implying. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize the goalpost isn't going to stop. I just had a customer here right before the show, and a good customer, comes in all the time, and he was telling me how most people now, he started to talk to him about what we've talked about, and people are starting to wake up. And he goes, it's funny, Austin. He goes, you've been saying this since last year, as soon as they released this RNA technology. And he said, I'm bringing it up to people, and people would laugh at me. They're just like, dude, this, you're nuts. I don't know who you're listening to. He said, now everybody's coming to me, and they're going, dude, you're right. What's going on with this? Why is everybody dropping dead? Why is everybody having to be admitted to the hospital that's getting shot with this stuff? Why is it that people are getting injected and they're still catching COVID? Why are we being told now we still have to lock down the country? And I told him, I said, dude, this is a very clear answer. This isn't about health. It's not about protection. I said, it's all about control. And I said, they're never going to stop this. Exactly what you just talked about yesterday with Jordan basically railing, you know, Dr. Fauci in that congressional hearing. And, you know, Fauci, bobblehead Fauci, just smug, asinine, arrogant piece of crap that he is, refused to answer the question. Jordan goes, when are we going to open back up? What number do we have to reach to open back up? When are you finally going to give us an answer? And of course, Fauci, you know, kind of tiptoes around the tulips and deflects the whole answer like good little psychologist propaganda pusher that he is. And he refused to answer. He goes, you're bantering. You're bantering, peasant. You just get away from me. I don't even know why I'm talking to you right now. I don't have to do this.
And yeah, you're ranting.
You saw it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous at its face. The highest paid man in the country, Fauci, the least trusted man, at least in my view, in the country, is the highest paid guy. And you know, yeah, I can't tell, I don't know. And then that creep Maxine Waters, I want to smack that for saying, you know, shut your mouth to Jim Jordan when he's asking for a simple question. All right. So, yeah, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but yeah, the thing is, these people are not going to be happy until the entire country is in lockdown, that there's no carbon emissions. This is coming, of course, James O'Keefe talked about, Project Veritas, the next big thing is climate. So this is coming. This is what they want. They want the entire country. They want the world enslaved because of either the virus or the climate change or whatever it might be. And it's not necessarily the virus that is the problem. It is the response to what is happening. That's the problem. So go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. This is where they're going to take it. There's already been numerous articles I've talked about on our previous shows and your previous show, how they've said now that in order to prevent the pandemics in the future, we need to do this now to stop the climate change. Just stupid concepts people are coming up with now. And again, it's all about control. It's all about dominance, and it's all about fear. Fear paralyzes people. When you can instill so much fear in an individual from an authoritative standpoint that they will not ask questions, they will not pass go, they will not collect $200, they will sit right where they are until you give them permission to move, you de facto own them. They are your slave now. They will do anything you tell them to do, including jump, walk, stand, go take a leak. You do what you tell them you need to do. You ask permission. That's where they're pushing everybody. They're trying to break down the mental psychology barriers of the general populace. They have to break down the willpower of the American populace. They have to come in and say, hey, listen, you do not have a right to make your own choices. You do not have a right to ask questions. We know this because we're better than you, smarter than you, stronger than you, more motivated than you, and you do not do anything unless we tell you to do. This is what they're telling us. That's exactly what Fauci said without saying it yesterday. I'm not gonna give you an answer. I don't have to give you an answer. You already told me I'm the highest paid federal employee. Don't you realize, Jordan? I don't answer to you. You can't fire me. Why is it anybody even put out a request or a bill or a motion to push Fauci off his high horse pedestal and remove him from his position? He's not elected. Newsflash to everybody. We didn't elect King Bobblehead Flat Fauci to tell us what to do with our health or our life. It's ironic. You see clowns like Fauci run his mouth about how there's no other thing we can do. You have to social distance, get your vaccine, get your RNA shot. Well, ironically enough, the British Journal of Sports Medicine, April 14, 2021, just came out with a new research study saying that lack of exercise is the major contributing cause of death from COVID, according to new research, with only advanced age and organ transplanters leading to a greater risk. And it goes on to say here that one of the worst things you can do is not be active. It said being consistently inactive was a stronger risk factor for severe COVID outcomes than any of the underlying medical conditions and risk factors, except for age and history of organ transplant. In fact, physical inactivity was the strongest risk factor all across all outcomes. Therefore, we recommend the public health authorities inform all populations engage in regular physical activity may be the single most important action individuals can take to prevent severe COVID-19 complications, including death. Now, I will add in there my own personal opinion and research, but I think natural supplementation with vitamin D, especially in northern states that aren't getting a lot of sun right now, along with vitamin C, quercetin, and zinc, is also one of the most effective things you can do. But isn't it ironic, Doug, that almost a year later, after this COVID scam that they forced on everybody to make us believe something that it's not, the biggest factor they're now claiming, and this, like I said, this is a big published study from the British Journal of Sports Medicine. This isn't some hack job CNN. They're blatantly saying here, inactivity and lack of exercise is one of the biggest things. What did they do as soon as they locked us down? Can't go to church. Can't go to the gym. Can't go to the spa. Can't go exercise. Heck, you're not even allowed to go outside and paddleboard by yourself in the bay in California. You're not allowed to be around anybody else, and you are definitely not allowed to do anything we don't tell you you can do. Isn't that funny? One of the biggest things that actually contributes to health and maintenance of health that they are now admitting, exercise, you weren't allowed to do for an entire month, if not actually many months in some states that continue to restrict, you know, gyms. What, New Jersey, I think they still are trying to force gyms to be closed. So I had Atlas Gym up there. They've been fighting it so hard. And Dave said, listen, this isn't about it. Same thing Ian said up there. One of the co-owners said, it's nothing about health. He said, if you actually about health, the first thing you would have done was encourage people to exercise. If the gym's closed, you're going to encourage them to go outside and go swimming, to go fishing, to go hunting, to go run the beach, yeah, to go outside paddleboard. That's what you tell them to go do. Not tell them to sit in their house, eat their junk food, watch TV, sit in fear. Oh, by the way, Costco, Sam's, oh, they're open. Walmart's open. That's all open. Don't worry about those places. But any other places, Nick's off limits. And so it's so funny to me from an Iranic standpoint that this is what we're seeing now. And yet again, director of CDC won't bring this up. Bobblehead Fauci won't bring this up. Continues to push their narrative. Now they want to lock down the country again while they continue to vaccinate everybody because, you know, hey, it's for your protection, Doug. For your protection.
Do you think people will do you think people will fall for this again? I mean,
I hope not. I really hope not, Doug. You know, as much as I detest a lot of the behavior from the terrorist organizations like the BLM and Antifa, if they actually want to get riled up about something, they need to get riled up about lockdowns. They need to get riled up about churches being shut down. If they want to go run around and pitch a fit and protest, this is the hill to go jump on, not go ransack Target and McDonald's and Foot Locker and GameStop and go steal a bunch of stuff. These guys obviously are well organized. If they want to go do this and protest and make a big giant fuss, they need to go do it over these lockdowns. They need to do it over these vaccination push and these COVID passports that they're trying to push in New York. But you notice there's no protest about that. Not a single protest does anybody stand up and say, no, we're not going to do this. My answer has been the entire time, no. I just said no. I won't consent. For some odd reason, the American populace now, in a large percentage of it, they've lost their ability to say the word no. Just no. The answer is no. I'm not going to comply with that. Unless they said that here and they started saying, you got to close your business. I said, no. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to let you arrest us today. Well, you're supposed to lock down. Okay. Duly noted. Appreciate your input. Don't care. Have a nice day. If you want to go get a search warrant and come back to my business and arrest me and lock my doors because I'm shipping vitamins out, you go ahead and you do that. You go get a Polk County judge to sign off on a search warrant to come arrest me right now. And of course, there was zero arrest in Polk County over that. Now, some of the neighboring counties in Florida, there were a couple arrests. One of them was in Tampa with an individual that sold board games and cards. They actually arrested him over it. And the attorney that he got, Pitbull attorney, great attorney, the prosecuting attorney in Tampa said, this is getting no build. We're dropping this. We don't want this in the media. We don't want any publicity about this. This is done. You cannot go around and arrest people for not shutting down their business because you told them to shut their business down. This is not a tyrannical, dictatorial society we live in. You can't just come up with stuff and crap it out of your butt and say, guess what I came up with today? You have to listen to me because here's a box of poop. That's why. Yeah. No, absolutely not. And that's where we find ourselves now. People have to start saying no. It's funny how they get so riled up about somebody shoots a, you know, convicted felon with felony search warrants. And granted, I'm not going to get that. All these things that come up, they're so geared by the media because you look and there's shootings everywhere in the country every day by law enforcement, by felons, by criminals, by gangs. Heck, Chicago's got easily 30 to 40 to 50 shootings every weekend up Chicago. It's dead silent. Except when the media wants to spin it and spool everybody up. Then they promote it. Other than that, it's dead silent unless they want it to go up. Why in the world aren't people protesting these lockdowns in these states? Why in the world are people still complying and just saying no? You can't arrest us all. You can't force us to wear a mask. Sure as heck, can't force us to shut down our business. Alberta, Canada, they now have occupied, the police have occupied the church up there. You guys saw that. It's nuts. They put a giant fence around the church, occupied the church, said you're not allowed to come in here and worship. So now they've got an underground church. They've basically gone to another place and they're congregating, I think with like 2,000 members. They have not disclosed, obviously, where they're at. But this is nuts. And this is in Canada. Whoever thought you'd be getting religious persecution because you wanted to go to a church in Canada, and you had 200 Gestapo stormtrooper law enforcement SWAT agents descend on your church to fence it off, lock it down, and occupy it so you couldn't go in. Is this really where we're going to allow this to go? Is this really the hill that everybody's just going to say, you know what, we're going to back off of? We're going to pretend it's not going to happen anymore. No. This is where we get more aggressive. This is where we really stand our ground. I mean, we're seeing individuals all across the world stand up. Denmark now, Norway, two European countries have permanently banned the AstraZeneca shot. So we're done. This thing is deadly. It's toxic. It's way worse than even COVID virus is, period. So they said Denmark, way worse. This shot is way worse than COVID ever was. We are not putting this in our population at all anymore. But you don't hear anything about that in the mainstream news media. Why? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. The narrative has to be said, and that's why we do our show, you do our show, Doug, and you do your show, and we're continuing to get this information out there. No matter the pushback, no matter the blowback, we have to get the truth out there, because the truth, as it says, will set you free, and you have to get this information out there so the populace will finally start to wake up and hopefully start to stand their ground and say, no, we're not going to consent to this.
I hope that's the case. You know, it's amazing the masks have turned people into sheep, and the vaccines or the lockdown. It's just, when are we going to fight back? And I was looking at a message board, a Democratic Underground is the site. It's a sewage site in my view, in my belief. And there was a thread there about, oh, I just got the second shot, or I just got the shot. And they were commiserating. These posters were, oh my gosh, I was in bed for 2 days. I had the worst headache of my life. Oh my gosh, the surgery I had 20 years ago, the scar hurt, you know, and going on and on and on. And then, some saying, you know, wow, gee, we're having symptoms just like the coronavirus. So what you said earlier about the fact that somebody just received the inoculation, I'm just wondering, can they in fact, I had to ask Dr. Tenpenny this, it's not really shedding, but can they transmit the virus? And her answer, short answer, yes. So isn't it interesting that you've got these non-vaccine pushers, who could very well be spreading this, and the side effects from this, no long-term, you know, we don't know. We're the lab rats. And so all of this. And it was interesting, too, in the Fauci clip, real quick. Clyburn, when asked, you know, when the lockdowns will stop, Clyburn said when, and I don't know how many people heard this, Clyburn said when 90% of the House or the Congress is vaccinated. And I'm thinking, first of all, that's an odd statement to make. You know, and that was right before the Shut Your Mouth by Maxine Waters. But that was just an odd statement to make. So anyway, all of this combined. Folks, you're listening to Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. By the way, listen to the Ted and Austin Brower show as well on their website every day, an hour a day. All you have to do is scroll down until you see the blue tab on the right. There it is. And click that, and you've got, takes you right to the satellite feed, and you can click on any hour or any day and listen to that while you are scrolling through the products. All right, sir. Yeah, this is just beyond anything I've seen. And now so many people are so willing to give up their freedoms, and it's just crazy. You know what? Quarantine the ill with symptomatic ill, and leave the rest of us alone.
Well, and the thing about it is, Doug, is when you look back through history, it doesn't matter how far back or what period, anytime you have a dictator or a tyrant, when they grab power from a populace and they strip the populace of its rights, the power is never given back to the people willingly. It has to be taken back. And the easiest way to do that right now is noncompliance. We don't have physical stormtrooper Gestapos walking down the streets of every city right now, telling people to get back in their house at 6 a.m. and measuring people from 6 feet apart. Everything they've done to us for the most part, has been mainly voluntary. We voluntarily consented to it. And that's the problem that's so troubling to me, is that so many people have been so quick to say, oh, there's a virus. You tell me what to do, I'll do it. well, that sounds stupid, but I'll do it anyways. And months and months and months go by, and nobody wants to question the narrative. And this is where we reach a point to where, how far are we going to go? Like you said, 80% of Congress vaccinated. First off, that's idiotic. That's another goalpost that'll never be met and it'll always be moved. Because if we've learned anything from Fauci, it's that he lies incessantly. Everything he says has been a lie from the beginning. Everything he said, he has flip-flopped back and forth on. Don't wear a mask. Only health providers wear a mask. Now you need to wear a mask. Well, we're not really sure about wearing a mask. Well, now you definitely need to wear a mask. You need to mandate a mask. Well, now you need two masks. Heck, NBC said three masks. Well, now you need to wear a mask if you're still vaccinated and you can take it off and you can be around people that are vaccinated. Oh, wait, if you're vaccinated, it's only good. It doesn't work for 6 weeks. So you need to wear a mask again around people that are vaccinated. Oh, and by the way, the booster shot is only needed for 6 months now because the regular shot only works for that period of time. So you need to get a shot again. If you don't, you need to wear a mask at 6 months. It's asinine. It's obfuscation and it's rhetoric at its finest example. It's designed from a psychological warfare standpoint to confuse the masses. If you can pull a psyop and you can confuse your enemy, which they consider the United States populace their enemy, communists hate America. Communists hate freedom. They hate how openly free we are, how we brag about being free, how we're proud of being free. Fauci is a full-blown communist tyrant. I believe that. You look at what he has done. You look at his background. You look at how he's been directly involved in this virus, like you said, from the gain of function, from the China Wuhan lab to the $3.4 million grant to everything in between, and how his rise to power now in the United States as this figurehead, as this little bobblehead faggot, in my opinion, because the man acts like a complete and total Neanderthal half the time. He just comes up with statements out of his butt. He can't verify anything. He's repeatedly contradicted himself. He says the term science and protection almost every single sentence if you listen to him, yet nothing he says is backed by science, and nothing he has said has protected us whatsoever. But yet, people still listen to this clown. It boggles my mind, Doug. And that's what I continue to tell everybody. Exercise, eat clean, keep your diet strong, and stay off all those shots. These shots are not designed to protect you. They're designed to hurt you. This vice president of Pfizer blatantly said that. He said, you're going to see in the next 6 to 12 months, it's autoimmune responses and health problems unlike anything we've experienced among people that have had this gene therapy. And so I continue to encourage people, you're not in this alone. Wake up and stand your ground. If you live in fear and you really want to just sit around and be scared your whole life, which that's a pitiful way to live, but that's how you want to live, stay at home. Sit at home. But don't try to tell the rest of the populace that we have to do what you want us to do. We're now experiencing down here in Florida a influx of populace that we've never seen. And Ted and I are very worried, along with a lot of other people, that we have people moving here that are very much going to promote their communist agenda from New York and California because they're mad Florida's so free. We talked about our show today. Majority of Florida is completely open. They really don't care what you do. Miami, they still act like Gestapo in the South Miami down there. They're running around screaming and yelling at you if you don't wear a mask out in public. They're still trying to tell people you have to social distance. I told you I was in Miami a couple months ago, and it was like going to a different country. It was bizarre. Besides the fact that I don't speak Spanish, and you pretty much can't function down there if you don't speak Spanish, that's a whole other concept that I don't really understand why it's been allowed in Miami, but I digress. But this is what they're going to do. There's so many people that have crapped their own bed in their own state because they want to have that communist agenda. Now they're mad that Florida is doing their own thing and they're moving here. Now, I mind you, there's a lot of patriots all across the country that have had enough of their states. And they're moving here out of basically fleeing from the communist states that they're in. And they're trying to come here and maintain a proper, healthy, patriot Florida constitutional life. To those people, I fully commend you and I support you and I encourage you to come here. Everybody else, if you don't want to adopt our way of life in Florida, if you don't want to be all about weapons and machine guns and hunting gators and shooting rattlesnakes, and you don't want to be about freedom and allowing people to live freely on their way, and you want to get involved in this tyrannical ideology, we don't want you here. No vacancy. Go back to the crap hole you started in your own state and move back. We don't want you here, but we're going to have a very serious time. We're going to start getting very aggressive down here from a political movement over the next couple of years if we start seeing these clowns that ruin their own state come down here in Florida. And I mean that sincerely right now. I put this out here on our show yesterday because I've been running into a lot of people that are not from the state now that are acting like complete and total degenerates. They want to try to push their agenda. They want to argue with people. And I'm like, listen, there's the exit up there. We didn't ask you to come here. We didn't invite you here. We like Florida the way we like Florida. If you want to live in a communist state, go back to the state you came from. If you're a patriot and you want to maintain constitutional values, by all means, come here, support our economy, support our state. Because remember, we don't need federal money. We're a self-sufficient state. We don't even have state sales tax. But I probably shouldn't have said that. That's going to make everybody want to come down here even more. There's a reason why. We don't have to. Because we generate enough cash flow through tourism and crops and agriculture and industry. You look at California, their Democrat communist hellhole, 13.5% state income tax. And they're all the fuel, what fuels, what, $5 a gallon, I think, in California out there? Their property taxes are at a level that are unheard of in most industrialized countries.
I couldn't afford to live in California.
Yeah.
As a homeowner, I could not afford the property taxes. You had Eric the Tech spitting out his aspartame laden diet. I'm kidding. You had him laughing there at your depiction of Fauci and, of course, talking about the transplants down to Florida. My question to you, now, Florida has got one thing that New York and, places like Chicago and other blue areas don't. You have alligators, right? Hang on a second. Hold on.
I'm having an audio issue right now. I can't hear you, Doug.
All right. That bears repeating anyway.
Here we go. That's better. Okay. I got you now.
All right. So the question bears repeating anyway. With all the transplants that Florida has, and I myself want to be one, you have something like that places like New York and Chicago and other blue areas don't have, and that's alligators. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. We got big, fat, mean ones.
do they like to chew on Democrats or leftists, or they spit those out?
To be honest with you, they like to eat on any soft, warm tissue they can find. Dogs, Democrats alike, you know, pick one. So that's what we're dealing with down here, but I've told people – this state is a very free state. It's a very open state. It's a very wild west state. I mean, everybody carries guns down here. Usually when there's a shooting, it doesn't last long unless it's a false flag. Most of the time when there's a shooting, everybody realizes it's probably not the best idea. You don't generally pull guns on people that you know have guns as well. And we have a huge, huge, huge weapons as far as database down here. Not database, but weapons as far as buildup. From a lot of the patriots, a lot of the retired military, a lot of the military contractors. So Florida's just really not that state that we want to be bothered. We don't want to be bothered with nonsense. And so, like I said, I encourage you. You know, patriots, if they want to come down here, send it. If you want to come down here and try to force us to live your horrible way like California, I'm a pass on that. There's a reason why I don't live in California. The weather's great. The areas, some of Northern California, are beautiful. The coast is beautiful. But what's been allowed to happen, especially in South California, is nothing short of abomination. Now the California Education Department, talked to you last week, they're now coming out now saying, if you want a student to give the correct answer in mathematics, that is a white supremacy basis and you are racist. So if somebody says 2 + 2 = 5, that is racist. That's fine. But if they say 2 + 2 = 4, that's white supremacy. That's the finest example. You can't tell somebody to have the right number. And so they're doing is they're dumbing down the populace. They're dumbing down the whole country the best they can. That's why they're trying to tell people that, you know, Richard Levine, a cross-dressing pervert, needs to be heading the Secretary of Health in the United States. We're a circus show in the federal government right now. And so the best thing to do is get it right on a state level and do the best you can to maintain your rights on a city, county, and state level and continue to push the narrative. Like I told you, 27th of April, down here in Central Florida, got a huge group going to the Polk County School Board. We've had enough. This whole thing with this mask mandate, we're over with it now with these children. I don't even have my kids in public school. I refuse to indoctrinate them in public school. But regardless, even a lot of the private schools and the charter schools and the magnet schools have still required masks. And to be having 5, 6, 7-year-old kids outside playing recess with one another in the Florida hot sun, 90-degree weather, and telling them they got to strap a face diaper on themselves and wear it all day, that is full-blown child abuse, in my opinion. I had another person that contacted Lena the other day. They had a kid who was in school, teenager in high school, and he basically has said now, he's like, I'm not wearing a mask in school. And he got sent to the principal's office, and they said, you have to wear a mask. He said, no, I'm not going to wear a mask. They said, well, you have to wear a mask. He goes, I can repeat myself. No, I'm not going to wear a mask. It makes me tired. It makes my throat hurt. And it basically messes up my lungs. And they said, well, now you're refusing to listen to a principal officer, whatever they said. So now you have work detail the rest of the week. Work detail.
Forced labor.
Work detail for not wearing a mask. And he went back to his parents. He said, dude, what do you want me to do with this? They called him, pitched a fit. And basically the principal said, listen, if he doesn't want to do work detail, he's got to do e-learning online. He can't come back to school if he's not going to abide by the rules. And they said, this isn't a rule. This is an unlawful mandate that has no business being in a school system. There is no science to back up what you're talking about, much less in a population group that has a 99.997% survival rate. Don't want to hear it. We've been so infiltrated in Florida, in the school system now, horrible school system down here, by communists. They are so giddy with joy now, this newfound tyranny. And that's what it is. I talked to another customer. They were for an airline company as a stewardess. They retired early now. They said it's turned into a nightmare fighting with customers about masks. And she said she wouldn't do it. She goes, I won't do it. I don't bother anybody about the mask. She goes, but we have now seen the general population that have the Napoleon complex. They've gotten this newfound level of tyranny control, and they have absolutely relished in it. They love to dictate people what to do. They walk around. If somebody has their mask slipped slightly below their nose and they're sitting there starting to fall asleep, they'll walk over to, sir, you need to wake up right now. Sir, you need to wake up. You go, what? What's going on? Your mask isn't above your nose. And you're like, oh, okay. Keep it above your nose, and you're kicked off the plane.
Exactly.
Shit's no joke. It's literally some of them are like that. They're running around like little Napoleons, trying to tell every single person what to do when they can't do. We've seen videos of it, kicking people off of the 2-year-old kids while their child is eating a snack on a plane that's 2 years old. The whole plane gets off. Where do we stop this, Doug? Where do we finally draw the line and say no? Because I'm already there. So we have to start encouraging people, you're not alone in this, and we're not going to get this country back unless we say no. I think that conversation with Jordan Fauci yesterday, I think that CDC director this week from what she said with the lockdowns, I think that should all be a very clear-cut lesson to the entire American populace. They have no intent on letting everything go back to normal, ever. The only way normal occurs is when we say normal's back. We're living normal. We're not going to listen to this crap anymore. And that's my opinion. I think the only way it's going to happen.
I agree with you. I had somebody, do some repair work here, and he came in with a mask, and I said, you don't have to wear that. And he said, no, that's fine. I said, okay, you know, if you want to, fine. Don't wear it on my account. I mean, there's only two of us here, there are three of us here at the time, and neither one of us care. Anyway, we got to talking, and I said, you know, I just wonder what the breaking point in the American public will be. Now, from behind the mask, he said, when they tell me that I've got to register when they tell me I've got to turn in my firearms, I'm thinking to myself, okay, now, wait a second. You and your business tolerated a lockdown, tolerated having no business for at least, I think it was 30, 45 days or 60 days. Now you're saying from behind the mask that your line is going to be when, you know, they have you turn in your firearms or be put on a list. Right. Okay. I wonder about the will of people. The will is not there, Austin, in my view, to fight back.
No, I think we've seen that very clearly. I think when you go out and the populace and you go places, you see the people not wearing masks. You see the people that are living freely like we're allowed to do in this country by our God-given rights. I think you kind of see a pre-example of who's going to stand up for freedom. Who's going to say, no, I'm not registering 80% lowers that I have. No, I'm not registering a stock, a pistol brace. No, I'm not going to turn in my magazines. No, I'm not going to serialize my magazines. No, I'm not going to register an assault weapon. We have seen so many states, California being the perfect example of a failed state, what they have done with the firearm laws over the last 20 years. They tell you, hey, you got to get a background check to get a rifle, you know, 10, 20 years ago for an AR-15. You got to do 10-day wait for a background check. You get permission to get the rifle, to exercise your second move. You get permission. Then they came back and they said, well, listen, this has too many accessories on it, like an assault weapon. Now you have to register this as an assault weapon. And people said, okay, I'll register as an assault weapon. Then they came out and said, hey, listen, you can't buy any ammunition out of the state. You can only buy it and it has to be registered. You got to get permission to buy ammunition. They go, okay, I'll get permission to buy ammunition now. Then they came in and said, listen, you can't have any of these mags that hold over 10 rounds. They're scary mags. You can't have them. You got to turn them in. Everybody goes, okay, I'll turn in my magazines again as long as I can kind of keep my gun that you're giving me permission to have. The same exact thing happened with COVID is going to start happening with firearms.
Yes.
They push a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, put the goalpost out. Listen, this is all you got to comply with. Super basic, easy. Background check, registration. We'll never bother you about it. You never need to mess with it again. It's your rifle. If you go to sell it, just do it through a dealer. And everybody goes, okay, I can live with that. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't want to get in trouble. I'll deal with it. And then you can see the slippery slope that it's taken in numerous other states. This is what they're going to try to do on a state level. This is what they're going to try to do on a federal level. They're going to try to do this all across the country until the entire country is disarmed. My answer has been, from the very beginning of COVID, as it really woke me up, it's no. Two letters. N-O. No. No. Absolutely not. There's no compliance with this. I don't have to ask permission. You don't need to know what I have, nor am I ever going to tell you what I have. You can mind your own business, and I'll mind my own business. Have a nice day. And if you get in a situation, you attorney up immediately. I've told everybody that before when I've dealt with stuff. He's got to go, I needed my attorney present. I can't say anything. I'm not going to say anything at all. Attorney. Yep. They ask you, what do we need? Well, what about this? What? Attorney. Hey, starts with an A, attorney. And that's what you tell them. That's it. You don't play the game with them. Because these guys, if they start going this route, they start trying to ban and register this stuff, it's not going to stop with what they tell you it is. Look at what happened to Australia. Look at what happened to New Zealand. Look at what type of tyranny they've experienced since they've been fully disarmed now. Australia back in the 90s, New Zealand just a couple years ago, and they came in overnight and the minister said, you have to turn in your AR-15s. They are now banned. Everybody goes, oh, New Zealand, from my knowledge, from people I've talked to down there, there was very little compliance. I think they had like 380 weapons turned into New Zealand. A lot of people said, no, N-O, no, don't bother me about it. Go on with yourself and go bother somebody else. And so that's pretty much where we have to be with this. But you're right. A lot of people are big talk. I've seen it now. Because if you're not even willing to get in an escalated conflict over wearing a face diaper over your mouth, you really going to actively stand your ground when it comes to maintaining your firearm rights? And everybody knows what that entails. You can look at Waco, you can look at Ruby Ridge and get a clear-cut example of how far the Fed is willing to make sure they burn and kill everybody involved that doesn't listen to what they say. Because remember, Waco is for the kids' protection. It was for the mom's protection, too. They burned down 78 men, women, and children alive in their building because, you know, it was for their protection. They did it for their protection.
Of course, we've got to shoot you, we've got to throw incendiary devices in there, and we got to burn you down, but believe me, it's for your protection. Yeah, branch COVIDiots, with respect to the mask wearers, branch COVIDiots in my view, but okay. We're in for a fight of our lives. I'm going to tell you this real quick. I have an investigator, a female investigator who, does work for me sometimes, and she went in to do some reconnaissance on a place that does vaccinations or the Fauci jabs, and spoke to somebody behind the registration desk, and just pretended that, you know, she was trying to arrange an appointment. Anyway, long and short of it, she asked, do you keep records as to, you know, who gets the shot? What happens if you lose the CDC vax card and so on? The records are kept at a state level in a state database that link your identity with the date of the shot. And by identity, I'm talking about like a name, date of birth, address, and some other information, health-related and non-health-related information. And that individual said, you know, here's a card from the CDC. Don't lose that because you may not get another one. It might be really difficult to get another one. Although we do have the names and stuff in the database, you might not be able to get another one because, you know, there's a lot of people who are going to be making these cards in order to get out of taking the vaccine. The reason I brought this up is because there is so much right now, I think, riding on this digital vaccine passport, social credit score, Chinese style. Austin, I think we're in a lot of trouble here if we don't fight back. So that's just something I want to share with you.
No, you're 100% right. And, you know, that's what I said. People got all mad at me and, you know, called me a grandma killer last summer because I refused to wear a mask. Now they're looking at me and going, man, everything you said was right. What you said about the shots, what you said about the mask, what you said about the passports, and it's going down this line. And as long as there's continual compliance, they're going to keep pushing the narrative. They're going to stretch it out further and further and further. If they start getting a huge amount of pushback and everybody starts saying, no, we're done. We're done with this. This is a complete total lie now. There's a reason why the flu numbers have completely flattened out. There's a reason why people are staying extremely healthy to take care of themselves and exercise. There's a reason why people are dying left and right that are getting the shot. No, we need to continue to maintain our health, maintain our freedoms. And that's why we've continually told people all the time. People email me every day. What can I do? What can I do? And people are scared. And I mean, I get it. The media has brainwashed a lot of people. I tell them, listen, the viral protection kit is the basic example of what to do. And the rest, eat clean. Stay off the high fructose corn syrup. Stay off basically the GMO foods. Continue to exercise and get enough sleep. And live your life like God intended. God did not intend us to live in fear. Fear is from the devil. God does not give fear. You know, there may be an aspect of where you have a healthy fear, like, hey, you probably shouldn't stand on the edge of a building and look like you're going to jump off. There's aspects like that. You have a healthy fear of something, but that's also just being wise, not, you know, understanding how gravity works. But this whole thing, this learned fear that they're trying to force indoctrination into, saying, you stay scared of us, you listen to what we say, we know it's best, that is absolutely not of God, and it's not something I respect. Because if this is where they're going to take it, we know where the end game is. My opinion, as I've continually said, it's a lot easier if we stand up now and say, you know what, nah, we're going to have to hold off on this. I'm not going to go along with this. Then it's going to be in 6 to 12 to 18 months when it's complete and totally enrolled. And then everybody says, man, we should have done something a year ago about it. I'm like, no, duh, Sherlock. I told everybody that. Maybe you should have been there with me instead of fighting me for the last 6 months. So that's my thing now. We're kind of reaching that point, Doug. You're right. It's now or never. We stand up and we wake up and we push back on it, or it's going to reach a point of no return. There will be no fighting back on it. Once you have full-blown vaccine passports in place, and once you have full-blown gun registration, confiscation, and restrictions, at that point, that's it, man. You might as well just basically do your dance with the devil and go over to the dark side, because you've given up and you have not stood up for your God-given rights that you were blessed with, and you continued to live like a slave and live in fear. And that's just something, at least in my life and my friends and my family, I'm not going to put up with. But we need more people to stand up in unison together, Doug.
We do, and we have to be fearless about this. And I think when I say fearless, look, you can be civilly disobedient in a civil fashion. Oh, isn't that a cute turn of phrase? But it's true. When the time comes, and you will know when this time is, we're going to have to fight back. And by fighting back, I'm not talking about being pacifists or being wusses. No, I'm talking about fighting back. You know, it always blows my mind, and I'm sorry for, you know, taking you off topic on different things, but it blows my mind to watch these Antifa, and you used a word earlier, I'm going to say this Don Lemon style faggot, these Antifa pukes that are out there, and, you know, I make no apologies for what I said, who actually go and threaten diners, for example, at restaurants.
Yeah.
These diners are cowering in fear, people cowering in fear. What are they afraid of? Are they afraid of, you know, I don't know what they're afraid of. Are they, obviously, they're probably not armed. But I'll tell you something. It's about time, because no one's coming to our rescue. No one will come to our rescue. People need to understand that. You've been saying this. Your dad's been saying this. I've been saying this. There's no one coming to save us. We are it. This is the last line of defense. And if you don't do anything about it, well, you know what? I'm reading my mail, and I'm pulling my red wagon. I will help you, but you know I can only help so many. So, and same with
no, you're exactly right. And I mean, people have to start coming together in unison. If you're at a restaurant and you start seeing one of these crowds form around and start doing the crap, everybody's seen it. They're cowards. They show 50, 60 people with megaphones and phone cameras to record everybody, and everybody kind of sits there and cowards. No. Everybody outside, you know what they do? You look at everybody, you go, dude, all right, y'all had enough of this? I've had enough of this. All right.
There you go.
Push them back. Let's go. All right. It's time for an engagement. That's it. It's what you do with it. And, I mean, I've been in situations not like that, but very similar to where you reach a point where you're like, okay, you know, when you start showing submissiveness, these kind of individuals take it as cowardice and fear, and they capitalize on it. You have to come in hard and you have to come in hot. You can't let them get all over you and start making fun of you and belittling you in public, because now they are having the upper hand. People have to start standing up with one another and stop being fearful of getting reprisal or offending somebody because you call Black Lives Matter group a terrorist organization along with Antifa. That's what they do. The context of what some of the individuals in Black Lives Matter stand for, I can understand their sentiment, but going around and saying we're Black Lives Matter, we want change, by the way, we're going to go loot Foot Locker and Target while we're out here right now, that's cowardice looting. There is no way to justify that and come back and say we're doing this for the greater good. No, you're not. You're doing it exactly. Because you're egotistical and you're selfish.
Do you know what didn't get looted? The libraries and bookstores. Do you know what didn't get taken off the shelves of these places? Father's Day cards and work boots. Okay.
Yeah.
That didn't get taken. And you know, people say, well, that's a pretty racist, crass thing to say. No, it's not. It's the truth. We want those $300 pair of Nikes, which aren't worth, you know, whatever. We want those. We don't need work boots because we don't do any work. It's, you know, so I want to quote Jen, or cite Jen Psaki. Remember, the P is silent in Psaki, just like the P in President Biden. It's resident Biden. Circle back to something you said earlier. You know, we started the segment off by talking about people who have been exposed to those who have received the inoculation. Those number, or the shot, I should say. That number's growing. And it's interesting because maybe, just maybe, we don't know, but maybe there's some infection from the recently jabbed. So folks, here's what I want to tell you to do, because we're almost out of time here. Go to healthmasters.com and get the regimen, get the immunity boosting regimen on healthmasters.com. And if you begin to feel like, man, I woke up with a pounding headache, or if you're symptomatic, you start pounding you start taking them in regular doses. And then you start pounding the vitamin C with, what's that stuff called?
The quercetin.
Quercetin, thanks. And D3 and with K2 and zinc, start taking them in mega doses. And get on the phone with Austin or with the Health Masters and ask them what to do, okay? Because I'm telling you right now, a medical doctor, worked here, said essentially the same thing I'm telling you. This is what you need. You need mega doses of this, 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 and this. And you can get it all from Health Masters. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. For non-sale items, Doug5, coupon code for 5% off your order. And I highly recommend, too, water. If you're going to be drinking a lot of water, their distillers are fabulous, second to none. That's healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. We got about 3 minutes left, 2.5 minutes left. It's all yours, my friend.
Yes, absolutely, Doug. We continue to see what's happening across the climate. You know, we see what's going on over there with Russia and China and the Ukraine. And always remember to everybody, a lot of this is theater. Everything we're seeing is psychological theater. It's designed to try to manipulate the mind into believing or thinking something that they want you to believe. This has been a very clear-cut case with the entire COVID scam. They want to continue to do stuff to make you look at what they're telling you about and push you while other things are going on behind the scenes. The same thing has been occurring now. More and more people I talk to are starting to wake up and starting to see these EMF side effects from 5G radiation that are occurring all over the country now. people that I know that have had towers that have been, you know, erected right by their house are having all these problems with sleep, having all these problems with basically mental acuity, having stomach issues. They were perfectly healthy beforehand. And always remember, these 5G towers went into place right at the beginning of the COVID scam. And so I encourage people, look at that. If you're moving somewhere, if you're living somewhere, understand that this stuff's very real. You can do your own research on EMF frequencies and how it affects the body and what it actually does in the body. And it's crucial right now that we all continue to open up our mind and stop getting so one-sided with stuff. I've seen so many people, they hear one thing and they go, "Dog, this is it. Y'all have to do it. They said get a shot. We have to get a shot." Do some research. Open up your ideas to it. Say, do I really need a shot? Does the shot really work? Let's do some research on it. What's the pros and cons of getting the shot? We know it only did 2 months of phase 3 testing. We know that it's done zero, not even a year-long research data we even have on it. We know that they've had thousands of people die and tens of thousands of adverse events. We know that they're now telling us it doesn't even stop you from getting it. It doesn't even stop you from spreading it. Heck, it may make you basically a silent viral...